Khalil Shakir has caught 148 passes over the last two seasons at a 76% catch rate, holds a fifth of Buffalo's targets whenever he plays, and costs pick 133 as the 53rd receiver. The market isn't grading his hands. It's grading the trade Buffalo made in March.
The season, 16 games, 72 catches on 95 targets for 719 yards and 4 touchdowns. 8.2 half PPR points a game, 44th among receivers per game, 38th in total. The under-the-hood numbers are the argument, a 76% catch rate, and 21.1% of Buffalo's targets in his 16 games, a real number one share in the games he dressed for a 12-5 wildcard team. What he isn't is a yardage bomb, 7.6 yards a target, slot geometry, value accumulated a half point at a time.
The career is a clean staircase that just hit its first landing, 2-9, 5-8, 9-6, 8-2. Even the year 2-step came on absurd efficiency, 39 catches on 45 targets, an 87% catch rate. The 2024 breakout, 76 catches at 9-6 a game, set the bar. Last year gave back a point and a half of it while keeping the catches. Two straight years at 72 or more receptions is the identity, and the hands have never dipped. He's caught at least three quarters of his targets three seasons running.
What repeats? Exactly the thing he's built from. Across 954 receiver seasons, targets per game replicate at 0.79 year over year. The stickiest stat in football, and yards per target barely repeats at all, 0.23. Shakir's 5-9 targets a game and 21% share are the sticky material. There's no touchdown inflation to unwind. His TD share, 0.14, sits well under the fade cohort's line. The library's honest read. The volume is real and repeats, and the ceiling is structural, not statistical.
Muffed! The structure is what changed. Buffalo sent a second-round pick to Chicago for DJ Moore in March. His $23.5 million salary for this season, fully guaranteed, per ESPN and CBS. The win now move of a team that's been to the playoffs six straight years and just watched the 5-seed end in the wild card round. Curtis Samuel was released, Keon Coleman and Josh Palmer return outside, Dawson Knox was retained, and Dalton Kincaid rehabs his knee without surgery. Joe Brady, promoted to head coach in January, still calling plays, with Pete Carmichael coordinating, told league meeting reporters, per SI, that Shakir has been, quote, a focal point of our offense, and that Moore's arrival should help both of them by splitting the attention. Shakir's own extension, 4 years, reported up to $60.2 million with 32 guaranteed, signed back in February 2025, per Schefter, says the building agrees.
The price, WR53 at pick 133 for the 44th receiver by rate and 38th by total, a one-tier haircut for Moore's target gravity, applied in advance. Our verdict, no call. The discount is roughly the right size for a real mouth-to-feed problem, and we won't pretend the data can split Josh Allen's targets three ways from July. The caveat, spoken, 0.79 stickiness, is a strong prior. If the share holds anywhere near 21% with Moore aboard, this price was a full tier too shy, and slot receivers attached to elite quarterbacks don't stay discounts long. Watch his September target share against the 21% baseline and the red zone pecking order behind Moore and Coleman. Volume is the identity, the trade only changes who's standing next to it. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster. Every player, every week, all season.